again. I think this is becoming a trend. This is like our like sixth or seventh double guest episode, but this one is especially special because we have twins, which makes sense, which you guys are our second set of twins because my best friends growing up were also twins. So you guys are our second set of twins on the podcast, but we have Katie and Nicole. So welcome guys to the podcast.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Of
Do you want to
course.
start off by telling us a little bit about you? Where do you go to school? What are you doing?
Did want to say how we know each other though first.
Oh.
So Nicole and I are in the same major, but we didn't meet until like last year, really. Like we never had classes together until our senior year plus 1 year, because also she and Katie are a year younger than us, so they should be there in their senior year right now, but they did 3 years and to basically do a 3 plus 1, except that Katie will talk about it more, but Katie's doing a full 5 years anyway. And then I met Katie at their birthday party last year, and they're actually triplets, but they say they're twins because it's easier than explaining that they also have a brother. So there are three of them, and I have also met Josh, but he doesn't get to be on the podcast.
Maybe we gotta have him on next. It'll be an extra special guest podcast.
That would be interesting, considering I like don't know him at all. I don't know what we'd even talk about, but
It would be a bonus episode.
it would be
Oh,
like the full Spritzer clan.
yeah. Exactly. Well, I guess I can go first. Hello, my name's Katie. I am an ASU student, just graduated, like Nicole and Acacia and Avantika. And I graduated in sustainability, and I'm actually doing my master's at ASU in sustainability as well. And I realized sustainability wasn't enough if I want to work in the government. So I decided to get a master's of public policy. So instead of graduating in 4 years, like the other two, I will now be graduating in 5 years. So that's the whole deal. Why I'm going to be staying an extra year longer. But yeah, it's a little bit about me. I'm an outdoorsy girl. Like hiking, like playing volleyball, love my pets. Good stuff.
So Katie also came out and stayed with me in DC because that is our big commonality, is we were both government girlies. So she was interning with the Department of Energy virtually, but she came out for her final presentation, and that was while I was in DC, so interning with the State Department. So we very much have that in common, and she stayed with me and we hung out and it was a good time.
She was the best host ever, cooked me breakfast every morning, made
Oh.
my bed basically. Like, she was amazing.
Wow,
10
can I say
Yeah, 10 out
Nicole?
of 10.
I'm jealous. Okay, well, I'll introduce myself too. I'm Nicole. Hopefully, our voices sound a little bit different. Otherwise, you'll be hearing just the same type of
I think
talk.
you guys actually do because I was thinking about that and I'm paying attention, but you have a slightly different inflection. Like you guys say things like similarly, but there's a difference. It's not identical voices.
That's great. I'm glad that you can hear that. And so,
Yeah.
along with what Acacia said, I am a master's Thunderbird student in my last year. So, in May, that's when I graduate and that's when I move on into the real world and working and all this kinds of stuff. But I really love eating all different cuisines of food. I love playing volleyball as well. I like to read. And yeah, I speak Japanese, so I like to practice up on my Japanese every now and then, and life is pretty good so far.
Nicole is the person that is friends with everyone at the school. Everybody knows who she is. It's also because she's a campus ambassador, so she's like very involved on campus, but everyone knows Nicole and she's friends with everyone. Um,
Oh.
so she's a social butterfly for sure.
Sometimes.
No,
Aw.
you are. Like, you're also just so nice that you would never not say hi to someone. Like, even if you were exhausted and didn't want to talk to someone, you would always say hi back. So.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
What do you want to do after Thunderbird, Nicole? I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Yeah, so I've actually been looking into all these different job careers. And so I've been looking into job career fairs. And something that really interests me is the rotational programs that a lot of the companies have, internationally or domestic. And this is just for me to get a foot in the door and learn a little bit about what I want to do later on. So it's more of like a stepping stone for another job that I could have in the future. So that's kind of where my mind is going. But also, I have this other side of me that really wants to venture out and work for the CIA or the FBI. So I want to
We
be
all
an
have that
agent.
hidden double agent within us somewhere.
Yes, exactly. And just kind of talking to them about it made it seem really interesting as well. But those are kind of the two options I have. Definitely more the rotational program than, I guess, being a special agent and whatnot. But we'll see how that goes. That's kind of my plan.
Do you have an industry you're interested in specifically, or just any company's rotational program?
I think any company's rotational program is good because I've just done so much of a little bit of everything, and with tech or manufacturing or food sustainability, I kind of just took a bits and pieces from it all, and now I can spread that awareness to any industry. So honestly, I'd just be happy if I landed a job.
So true. It's the job market is rough right now. I am so happy I'm not having to deal with that right now, thankfully, but I'm sure you'll land somewhere great. And I think with the government stuff, you can always go back to it. Like, that's the great thing. It's not going anywhere and they're like always hiring. So, and it makes you more attractive too if you have worked in the private sector first and then go over to them.
Yeah, that's what the lady told me as well. So I really like that idea. So yeah, I think you're totally right.
Maybe all three of us will be working for the government one day, and then Avantika will be a doctor doing
Exactly. I can be
other
the
noble
general
work.
surgeon, you know? There's doctor positions
Oh.
in the government too. We can all be on
Yes.
the cabinet for whoever the next future president is in years and years.
Very true.
Completely agree. If Acacia's not the president. Yeah,
No, I'm
true.
not going to be. I think I'm like vice president material. Honestly, people don't like me enough to be president. Like, this is, I've learned this. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like, genuinely, I've learned this throughout my life. Whenever I run for the office of like any position, I never win. Genuinely, I never win if I go for like the top position. Like, it has to be like secretary, treasurer, vice president. I can never be president, though. I never, like, there's, I rub too many people the wrong way for whatever reason. So I'm not, yeah. I think Katie and I joke. Katie can be president and I'll be her vice president.
I would
Yeah,
vote
we
for
have
you.
the perfect mix of personalities in this group, but it'll work out. Exactly. And then
Yeah.
we can appoint Nicole Secretary of State, and Avanti, you can be Surgeon General. There you
Perfect.
go.
I heard that you guys were in Vegas recently. How did that
Oh
go? Did you
yes, I want to hear about
vibe?
Vegas.
Tell us more.
It was too much
Nicole's looking
fun.
like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, it was a good time. We stayed at the Luxor, so it's this
Ooh,
giant
fun.
pyramid. Never been to Vegas for adult activities per
The
se.
real.
So yeah, we stayed at this giant pyramid. When we first got there, we were just shocked. And we were with three of our other high school friends. And it was a great time. Partied a lot,
That's
as you
good. That's what you
should.
go there for.
Maybe a
Yeah.
little too much.
Yeah, a
As
little too much.
expected.
Yeah.
That's a
So we
good.
went to 2 day clubs, a nightclub, and then we went to the Sphere for
Ooh.
like kind of like our fun experience. But it was interesting because in order to get into any of the nightclubs or day clubs, you need a promoter.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know that. I know I reached out to Acacia because I was like, what the heck is this promoter thing? What am I doing? But everyone I talked to was like, you need a promoter. So we ended up getting a really good one. And we basically just got free drinks, free food for the entire weekend. We didn't have to
Yep.
pay for anything. It was the
It's because you
best
guys
thing
were
ever.
all girls, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's, I learned you have to be all girls because I didn't get, I got into things, but I did not get free shit because girls, it's only girls that get that. So next time it will be a girls trip only.
Girls trip is the only way to do it when you go to Vegas because then you get all this free stuff and then you think, oh, well, I'm actually saving money by going to Vegas because I
Oh,
get all my
yeah.
stuff paid for.
Especially like, hotel, like it's the hotel, and if the flight is cheap, you're paying like $300 maybe, and then the rest of the weekend could easily be more than $300, but if you don't have to pay for anything, it's great. Which clubs did you guys go to?
We went to the Marquee Day Club.
Okay.
And we went to Omnia,
Oh,
the
good.
nightclub. And we,
Encore Beach Club. We
yes.
saw the chain smokers live.
Love, love. I wanted to see them. I think they ended up being there the day that I left because it was Sunday of Labor Day weekend. So I didn't end up seeing them, but I wanted. So I didn't go to either of those. I had those on my list. I didn't make it to either of those, but I did go to Omnia. So did you guys see Zedd then? We
Yes,
did.
he
Isn't
did.
he so good? I think he's the best DJ. Like genuinely, like he just has the most music that like I know and is it's just like really good.
So there are a lot of different factors with this specific night that we had. So we walk in, and when we go to the nightclub, there's a mini nightclub, and it's within the same vicinity. So you're in this
Yeah.
separate room, and we thought it was the main room. So we're waiting for Zed, and we realize,
You're
wait,
not
we're
in
in
the
the wrong room.
main
So we get in, and we see these people doing trapeze and lights
You
going,
saw the girls dressed as
lasers.
angels coming from the ceiling?
Yes.
Yes. That was crazy.
Yes. So that kind of was already halfway into his songs and whatnot. So we just thought, oh, okay, maybe this is Zed. We didn't really know it was Zed until the very last song. And we're like, okay, yeah, this was Zed. We kind of just flew over it a little bit. And
But
yeah, just
also, like, two of the girls that we were with basically got like harassed and assaulted.
oh my
So,
God. Oh, geez.
yeah, so it just like wasn't good. Like, one of the girls, so I'm saying this because, you know, people need to be aware, but like, one of the girls was forcefully kissed. She was dancing with this guy
Yeah.
and he like grabbed the back of her head. And then another one of our friends, someone groped her. So, you know, just
I
like.
will say Omnia was the worst one. Like other ones, there was some questionable behavior, but Omnia was so packed that I feel like people were trying stuff. 'Cause there was a guy that I saw that he was, when we were there, that was just kissing girls as they walked by, like just grabbing them
What?
and kissing them and leaving, like over and over. And I like told the security guard to like get him out because he was like doing that. It was, yeah, Omnia was bad for that specifically. Did you guys go to the patio and like see the view of the strip and everything? They have an upstairs patio that is like
What?
when you then you can enter the club from up above. So it's like the upper terrace of Omnia, but they have a patio that overlooks the strip. And so we were out there and that was really cool.
Nice. I think that was an option we could have done, but there was just a lot going on with the girl, like all of us feeling like we had to leave. There's too many men. Men suck. We hate
They do.
them. We just took the exit straight after this happened.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Vegas is almost like when we were talking about girls getting free and girls get all their drinks. I was gonna be like, oh, it's anti-sexist, but then we still have to deal with all this
Oh,
stuff.
yeah.
So it all
Well, the
evens out at the
reason
end of
why they do
the
all this stuff and make it attractive for girls to come is because there's too many men. They
day.
want to like even the ratio and also make it worth our while because we know that there's going to be gross international men, especially because everyone goes to Vegas. And so there's, you know, people with different standards from other countries that don't do it like we do it here. And so that is largely an issue as well. So.
And old white men. Like, I'm
Yes.
sorry, the amount of old white men that we saw,
Oh
like
yeah.
above 60 years old, it was sort of disgusting because they would be
Oh
inviting
yeah.
us to their table and we're like, you
No.
could be our dad. You could probably
No,
be our
grandpa.
grandpa. Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. It
when we went to Hakkasan and saw Steve Aoki, there was this old guy that got up on stage with him. He probably didn't even know who Steve Aoki was. He didn't know what was going on. He probably just paid $1 million to go stand up on that stage. He didn't know like the music at all. And I was like, these people. Like honestly, I mean,
Oh.
Steve Aoki has the residence, so I don't think he can say who goes up on stage with him or not. But it was like, if I could have, I would have been like, no, he doesn't even know what's going on here. Like,
Yeah.
yeah. No, these guys need a hobby. Like someone introduced them to chess, knitting,
The flip
stop going to
flops.
Vegas.
Yeah.
They were
Actually.
saying it was like an annual boys trip. And I'm just like, okay, so you're gonna drop hundreds of dollars. Because we looked at one of the menus, one bottle of
Thousands.
champagne. Yes.
Thousands.
It's like $1,000. And what? You're handing out bottles left and right. You have drinks coming,
Yeah.
food coming. Yeah, you just have money to spend. And then I'm just like,
Literally.
what kind of society do we live in where you
Yeah,
just
for
like
real.
spend all this, party all the time, take
Yeah.
drugs? Yeah.
Did so the Sphere was your guys like one experience? You guys didn't go to any shows or anything?
No, just
We
the
went to
Sphere.
Magic Mike,
Oh,
actually.
you did.
That
Good. That's the best
was
one.
really cool. You
Did you
get in.
guys sit on the floor or like up above?
No, we sat on bar stool tables almost.
Okay. Oh, but it
And
was like sec the second floor, like terraced area.
no,
It was still the
we're
first
on the
floor.
ground.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So
But
it
Nicole
was
doesn't remember much for some reason.
it's an
Some reason.
unexplained reason.
Yeah,
Did you
I
guys
don't even think. I don't know
guys
if you
get
watched the
danced
show.
on then?
Two of our friends did,
Okay.
actually. Yeah. We had two birthday girls in the group. So they both were kind of targeted by the
Yeah.
men. So they both got danced on. And that was like, wow.
Oh yeah. I sat way up at the top, and so they didn't even come up there, except they had one part at the end where they did, but again, they were only doing it for like birthday girls or people, you know, that was an occasion. And so next time I will be sitting on the floor because I would like a dance. And I
Yes,
did
those men
not
are
get that.
talented. They know what they're
Very,
doing.
very
Yeah.
talented.
And if you wear a like bride to be, birthday, crown, they will treat you like you're a princess and then
Oh,
just
yeah.
like dance on you a lot of the times, so, like pay you attention. So we're all joking, like, oh, next time we go, we have to say it's a bachelor, like bachelorette party or
Yeah. Oh,
something.
yeah. All of our 21sts at the same time. Yeah, like, yeah, we just all have, but I mean, people obviously go not on their actual birthday, but it's like a birthday trip. 'Cause, like, my friend I was with, it was her late birthday trip also. And so, like, but she just didn't have any of the stuff. I don't know. She didn't want to be danced on. I was like, you're lost. That's fine.
Yeah,
Not for
we're
everybody.
lost.
Yeah. What was the Sphere like, though? What was that experience?
Very cool, very new. I didn't realize how new the Sphere was because it was built maybe just a couple years ago.
It wasn't there when we went to Vantika. Last when we went in
Oh,
2021,
yeah.
it wasn't even there yet. Right.
Wow. Yeah. And the amount of people they can fit in there was insane. There's four different levels. I could feel the altitude as I was going
Really?
up the escalators. I thought, wow, this is really high. And then you get in, and it's just 180 view, maybe even more than that, of the screen. And we're all on slanted seats. So it's almost like I'm sitting, and if I wanted to, I could lean over and I'd plop into the chair right below me.
Oh, wow.
And so it was very steep, but I think the cinematography and everything, what we watched was really good because it was called A Letter to Earth.
Postcard to Earth.
Yes, exactly. And it really talked. I know Katie can speak more a lot about this, but I liked it from a general perspective about sustainability, about how there's different disasters in our world right now from using excess amount of materials. And everyone loved it. People were recording and it was a great time. Yeah.
That's super cool. I didn't know what it was exactly. So I think I saw one of you guys post on your stories the video, and I was like, oh, that's like what's actually inside. Because I had no idea what it was. I thought it was maybe just like a gimmick and it was like a casino on the inside somehow or something. But that's cool that they made it like a atrium, I guess. I don't know what the word would be, but yeah.
Do you guys know the Disney ride, the Soaring Over
Yeah,
America?
over California, yeah.
That's what I was
California.
thinking of. Yeah.
It's just like that, but you're in a giant theater. So it's a very immersive experience. And I loved how it was about the environment and about like the importance of being, or like, what do we value as being human?
Katie was snapping the whole time. She's like, yep, I learned this in
Literally.
class.
I'm like, let me watch this for extra credit. What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
When
it
you
was so
were
fun.
Go ahead.
Which is the one with the robot in it? Like some really high-tech robot that talks to you. Do you know what I'm talking about? No? I
What
just
do
saw
you mean?
something.
What, the Vegas thing?
It was like, I don't know which hotel or resort or whatever, but I saw a video of this robot. I think her name is Sophia, or maybe I'm confusing all my stories. But
I
like,
think
it
you're
talks to you.
right. I'm pretty sure that was a separate portion of the Sphere. So we were actually like right on time for our tickets. Doors opened at 11. The show actually started at 12:30. Of course, we got there at 12:30. So we didn't experience a lot of things that were inside, but I do know there's an interactive AI robot that you could talk to inside of the Sphere. We just weren't able to experience it. And they also had this huge hologram. Lots of really cool, like you could see the behind the scenes of how the Sphere works. And I was kind of sad we missed all that because right after it was over, they cleared us all out. They made us go into a different hotel. They didn't let us roam around or anything. So I bet you're right. We were not able to experience that.
It's
That's
hard
just
to be on time with like Ubers and stuff because it takes so long to get over. We ended up being 30 minutes late to Magic Mike.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah,
Oh.
it's okay. I don't think we missed too much. I
The
try not to
end's the
think
best
about
anyway.
it. Yeah. We were too, but we were all like hungover
Real. So
that
real.
point. Yeah.
I wanted to
Thinking.
s
Go
go
ahead.
ahead. I was gonna say like about the whole men experience. I actually was reflecting on this because I just got back from Germany in Oktoberfest. Most respectful men I have ever encountered in Germany. Like there were multiple times because like I was dressing like summer clothes, not the most conservative clothes ever. And there were multiple times where like I got uncomfortable stares, but not a peep. No one said anything. No one followed me. No one touched me. And I was like,
You think it's because you were with a guy, though? Like, you
no,
think that played a role?
no, because obviously, while I was with Michael, like I'm not worried about it because people don't do that. But I was all by myself on Thursday. A Thursday, I was by myself all day. I walked around the whole city, nothing. And I was like wearing a pretty revealing top and literally nothing. It was, like I said, some uncomfortable stares, like people like follow me with their eyes. But again, they didn't do anything. They didn't act on it, which is very rare, especially like I'd say in Eastern Europe specifically, but all over really. But I'd say this is like the first experience I've had where like genuinely zero catcalling or anything. So that was nice. And even like at the tents and stuff, which is international where like things could happen, everyone was so like drunk and focused on their own group that they weren't worried about it. So it was a very good atmosphere, I think, that like everyone just kind of like minding their business and not bothering anyone, which was a pleasant thing that I did not expect going into it.
I know we have one of our podcast episodes titled like Frenchmen Suck or A Letter to Frenchmen
Yes.
or something. Maybe
Yes.
we can do a European redemption and this one could be like kudos to
Yes.
the German
Yes. Good to hear,
Wow.
though.
Did you drink a lot during Oktoberfest?
I didn't like go too crazy because I don't like beer. So that like, and I know, and then they have Radlers, which are half lemonade, half beer. And so that's what I drink most of the time. And that won't get you too drunk. The beer at Oktoberfest is doubly strong though. So normally beer is like 5 or 6%, and this was 7 or 8. So it was, they make extra strong brews. So I drank every day of the trip, but I only really got drunk one day. And that was because I had a this was the best tent experience we had by far. We actually like were with young Germans and we got on their table and they were making fun of me for having a Radler. So I like went to the bathroom. I was like mostly done with my drink. I came back and one of them had drank the rest of my Radler and he's like, "I'm buying you another one, but you're only getting beer this time." And so then I drank that whole one and got so drunk.
Wow.
I
They're
have not,
huge.
they're huge. Yeah, it's a stein, which is like 2 liters of
Oh my
beer.
gosh,
It's,
2 liters?
yes. So a liter is not as big as you think. A liter is like a big glass, like
Okay,
a
because I'm
tall.
thinking of like 2 liter soda bottles.
No.
Gallon. No, just
Yeah, because liters, because there's 4 liters to a gallon. So you think it's a quarter. So you know when you're at a bar and you see the really tall glasses, that's a liter. And so a
okay.
stein is two of those.
Got it.
Anyway, so I had just one of those. I have not been that drunk in I don't even know how long. Like probably since like my frat era. Like
Wow.
I was violently ill, like throwing up all. I threw up in the bed. Michael just
Oh.
passed out. We got back to the hotel. He passed out. He got me the hotel and he's like, my job is done. He passed out in the bed and I was running back and forth to the bathroom. We had like a little sink in our room. I was throwing up. I threw up everywhere. I threw up in the sink. I threw up in the toilet. I think threw up in the shower.
Oh
Both
my
sinks,
God.
our bathroom sink and the, it was so bad. And I felt actually, because I got most of it out, I didn't feel awful in the morning. Like I was definitely hungover and I had hangover tummy, but like I will get hangover tummy even like when I'm not violently ill. So it was not too bad. And then we were in a bus all day. So I just slept on the bus and that like ended up being okay. But yeah, that was my only time where I got like really, really drunk. But yeah, I drank every day except that day of the day after, because I like even right now I still think about beer and it makes me nauseous
Oh, I'm
because
sure.
I already don't like beer and now that's my association. But it was so fun. Highly recommend. Everyone should go if they're interested. It's a great time. So much fun.
I loved what you were wearing. You had like
Dirndl?
that cute like German
Yeah, the
Oktoberfest,
dirndl.
the
I call it
dirndl.
her Anna dress because it reminds me of Anna from Frozen.
Have an actual Anna dress though, and it doesn't, and it's different than that. But no, yeah, but mine was so cheap though. It like made me want to get a new one, like a good one, because you can rent them there, and they have really nice ones. Like they're so pretty, and like the great thing is too is sometimes you go to these things and people don't really like dress up or anything. Every single person was wearing a dirndl or lederhosen. Like
Oh,
everyone was
wow.
committed to the bit, and like even I swear there were Germans who like wore it to work and then came to the tents after work. Like they were like committed to it. It was so interesting. But yeah, so many beautiful dirndls and stuff. I think next time I go, I'll definitely like rent one because this was a cheap one off Amazon. It was like $30. And it's not too expensive to rent. You can rent one for like 60. So I'm like, for a nice one, I think that's like worth it. So, and then Michael was a party pooper. He didn't do anything. So he just looked,
What? How?
he had bought lederhosen, but he said they looked so goofy. He said he looked like an Oompa Loompa. Like they were
Oh.
just super loose and looked bad on him. And then he didn't want to rent them while we were there. And I was like, lame, but yeah, it was a good time.
That's good. You guys have any trips coming up? I know we're all in school right now.
I, for one, do not
Yeah.
want to see an airplane for 3 months, which I know is a crazy, that's a crazy statement coming from me, but I have traveled 5 of the past 7 weekends. I'm done.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm exhausted, and especially like getting home yesterday was so much. I had a 12-hour layover in Toronto overnight. It
Oh.
was too much. I've never had a layover that long where I couldn't go to a hotel. That was my bad, though. That was totally like I did not pay attention when they rebooked me because also Air Canada is like good and bad, but they had canceled our flight like 6 times and rebooked us. And I just stopped paying attention because I was like, well, they're getting me there. So, and I should have paid attention because it was bad. So,
What did you
anyway.
do? Did you just sleep in the chairs?
I
Yeah.
just slept. There was
Oh.
actually, so it was really annoying because I get in and I like try and just go through to my gate and they wouldn't let me in because my flight wasn't until the next day.
Oh.
And US border control closes from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. So I couldn't even go through security until 3 a.m. So I had to like entertain myself till 3 a.m. So, and I like, sleeping in airports kind of sketchy. You're like worried about like getting robbed or something. And it was like, I didn't actually, it was like a nice airport. Like I didn't feel like that was an issue really. But I stayed on my phone until probably like 1. And then I was able to fall asleep from like 1 to 3. And then I went and checked in and then tried to sleep a little bit more at my gate because I was like the only person there. And just like it was not super, super comfortable. And then I slept a little bit on the flight back. But yeah, it was so long. It was so long.
That's a long time.
One
Yeah.
time when Katie and I were going to Wisconsin, we also had the same issue. And what we ended up doing was we had a snow jacket with us. So we both wore snow jackets and our jackets and everything zipped us up. And we slept on the floor. And
Oh.
that way we could still be ergonomically straight and still get the sleep that we needed. But we did not get enough sleep. but that was like a solution because there was no one at our gate too.
Yeah. So I took a nap when I got home yesterday, and then I slept pretty well last night. Like I went to bed at 10:30, and then but I was up at 6:30 this morning and I couldn't go back to sleep. But I've been being productive because I have to catch up on homework. There was like two assignments I couldn't do until I got back. And so I just need to like work on those today. And then I'm going to a show at Gamage later. So I'm
What's
excited.
showing there right now?
It's actually not a Gamage. It's at the one of the smaller theaters, but it's called Ava Luna. It's based on, I think, an Isabel Allende book. And it's in English, but it's like, anyway, so tickets were like $10, so I'm going with my sister.
Nice.
She'll
That
be
is
interested in how it goes.
exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, to answer Vanska's question, do you guys have any trips planned?
I am going to Zion for fall break with a few
Oh,
of my
fun.
friends. Yeah, so that's like the biggest trip I have coming up, and then a few smaller trips to like Tucson and
Ooh,
Sedona for
come visit me.
conferences. Yes, yeah. Are you so you're down in Tucson right now?
I am, yeah. So I do school here. My next trip planned is up to Chandler next weekend. Coming back home for a little bit. But yeah, it's been good
Oh.
here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like how's the I don't know, how's the schooling? How's your life there? It's like you're completely uprooting yourself and moving to a new city. That's just
I
so
know.
it's so much.
I feel like I have it so much easier than other people who like go to school across the country. So an hour and a half, I feel very, very fortunate that it's nothing more than that. So it doesn't feel like I'm too far away. I still talk to my mom and my sister every day and everything's going well, but just been busy. I have a midterm on Monday and I was supposed to wake up at 6:30 like Acacia actually did. But if there's one thing about me, is that I cannot wake up early if I don't like have to, if I don't have to be somewhere or like meet someone.
If
So
there
I
are
have to.
people depending on her, she's not getting out of
No.
bed.
I don't do it for myself. I'm like, I'm not waking up at ungodly hours of the day just for me. So I ended up sleeping in a little bit, but now I have the rest of the day to get studied up and then take my midterm tomorrow, and hopefully it should go good.
Is this the end of second block or it's halfway through second block?
Yeah, right in the middle of the second block. Yeah.
Are you
And how are
feeling
you?
good?
Going okay. Yeah, a lot of muscle, a lot of bones, and we're just focusing
Oh
on the lower extremity. And so
my
everyone says the upper extremity is always harder because there's like way more nerves and like the brachial
That's true.
plexus and all that fun stuff. So I'm like, okay, we're like easing our way up. First, I'll do the lower, then we'll amp it up a little bit and learn a little more. But everything we've been learning is very interesting. So, like, yes, of course, there's days where I don't want to study, but in general, I feel pretty content with what I'm doing. So it's going good.
That's
That's
good.
yeah.
Great. Yeah, that sounds so fun.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Nicole, you
Please cover
going
all my ears.
anywhere?
So I actually just went to the Grand Canyon yesterday.
Oh,
But
fun.
I work with international students at Global Launch, and so we took up around 80 students.
Oh.
And it started at 6 a.m. and I
Yep.
didn't get back until midnight because
It's
we.
awful. Doing it in a day is so bad. I did that once and I said never again. It's not something you do in a day.
And our bus actually broke down. And so
Oh,
when we our trip was supposed to end at 6 p.m. And bus one's trip ended 6:30 or so. And it just so happens that our bus, the engine broke while we were coming down from the Grand Canyon. So we're stopped on the side of the road. Maybe 30 miles north of Flagstaff. And so it's around 3 hours to get back to Tempe. And what they had to do was call another bus from Tempe to drive the 3 hours.
was it because
And
you guys took a shuttles?
we took the ASU shuttles, and we have never taken shuttles before. And I've worked there for 3 years. And it was just the worst time. And I thought, oh my God, that's crazy. So we sat for 3 hours
My
on the
gosh.
bus, not doing anything.
That's
Host
awful.
families are protesting, students are protesting, staff is trying to accommodate everything. And eventually it worked out where around 9 p.m., we got the new bus, we got some
That's
food,
crazy.
And it was, yeah, it was such an experience. So now I'm just finally recovering from that. But yeah, I think I'm going to Cali for spring break or for fall break. So to hang out
Really?
LA. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Katie's like, I haven't
Yeah,
even heard about this.
it's just in the works right now.
Who's we?
Oh, it, like my friends, you know, from freshman year, ASU. Yeah.
Wow, thanks for telling me.
Oh,
No.
I am probably going down to Tucson, so I think I'll see Ivanka. I'm not getting my wisdom teeth out, but I think I'm going down there with Tyler. So I'll see you either way.
Perfect. Works out.
Yes. It is
Okay, I
about to
think.
time out. We need to speed run song of the week.
Say your song.
I don't have mine. You guys
Me
say
neither. Okay, I have my song. Okay, so my song of the week is Die With A Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, one of their best collabs, and it's just been stuck in my head. So, yeah.
My
So
song of
real.
the week. Oh, sorry. Okay. My song of the week is Pink Pony Club by Chappell Roan. And I actually had no idea who she was until Las Vegas. And I was deathly ill, throwing up. And I was listening to Chappell Roan and I realized, you know, I really like it and I'm gonna stick with it. So I started listening to her.
That's good. That's good. Avantika, did you think of yours?
You know, I'm still on the fence, but I feel like this conversation is inspiring me. So I will also choose a Chappell Roan song and go with, I'm probably even going to say this wrong, which is so embarrassing. What's like the Red Supernova one? Is it called
Red
Red
Wine
Supernova?
Supernova.
Okay, that's the one I choose.
There you go. I was looking because I am listening to the same thing over and over again. And so we already have three songs from the Sabrina Carpenter album. So I need to pick something that's not on that album. And we have like the whole Brat album on there at this point. So I don't like it. Spotify got rid of the listening history thing. Like they used to have that and now they don't. I do like the new Post Malone album, the country album, F1 Trillion. I actually think
Same.
it's so good because I don't like country, but I really like Post Malone. And so he made it like poppy country. And so,
Yeah.
Ivanka, if you haven't listened to this, you should since you actually like country.
I know, I'm
So,
intrigued.
off of F1
Best.
Trillion, I really like Mexico. That one's just
Oh.
like a really fun, there's definitely like a dance to that song. Like, it's just like really, that one's really fun. And then, like, for a ballad, I really like Nosedive, which is
Oh,
with.
yes,
Stop.
so
I agree.
good. So
I was
good.
gonna pick a song from the F1 Trillion, but now that you did, I need to put mine out there. It's
Okay.
called California Sober.
Yeah.
So fun. So
Yeah.
amazing. I love his album.
It's a really fun album.
Literally listening to it right after we log off because
Good.
I'm very
Very
excited.
good.
It sounds good. I feel like that's a natural ending. We always end with Song of the Week.
Thank you guys for being on. This was so much fun. We need to hang out again because we had the four of us, the only time we've hung out was the buffalo chip. So we need to find another time. If not, we can probably get Avantika up here for your guys' birthday party in the spring, at the very least.
I'm up all the time.
Ooh.
Don't even worry.
That's true.
Maybe we can do another line dancing, routine or something.
Yes.
That was
Yes. Oh, yes,
fun.
because we also did what's it called? Not the scootin' boots altogether, didn't
Boots.
we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nicole wasn't there, but
The
yeah,
three of
I was
us,
there in
yeah.
three of us were. Yeah, she
Fun,
was.
fun.
I'll
That'd
be
be
there.
great.
Yay. Okay.
Great.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us for another episode, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.